Welcome to day 23 of 40 days with Jesus. We catch up with Peter today and the other followers of Jesus who had decided to go fishing. Peter sometimes gets a bit of a raw deal in this moment, I think, and we can't understand why he would go fishing after all that had happened. But why not? I guess he had to fill his time with doing something while he was waiting for what Jesus had promised them. This time of lockdown and isolation, maybe we're filling our time with many other things, waiting for an end to it or waiting for some semblance of normality again. But what we fill our time with is actually quite important. And how we fill our time and why we do what we do has significance. For Peter, he was going back to what he knew, almost retracing his steps back to his fishing. Maybe it was just a case that he had to earn some money. Maybe he just needed to eat. And why wouldn't you go fishing to find something good to eat? Just doing something normal. But of course, he was weighing up in his mind all the time all that Jesus had done, all that Jesus had said, the crucifixion, and now the resurrection appearances that he'd been present at. It must have been a good time to stop and think, to just try and work out what might happen next. And it's into that space that Jesus comes. John 21, verse 4, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus comes and stands where they are, watching what they're doing. I'm sure smiling a bit to himself as well, but also knowing that here were the folk that he was going to entrust the mission, the future, into their hands. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore and looked and watched and saw what they were doing. This has echoes of the Emmaus appearance, where Jesus just comes alongside those two walkers who are going to Emmaus away from Jerusalem. And he just comes and he talks with them. And then they realize it's Jesus. And in this passage as well, in John 21, even though they didn't realize it was Jesus in that moment, they were soon to realize who it was who was watching them from the shore. The story of failed fishermen perhaps has two possible applications in our lives. Fishing without success, maybe that represents our feelings at the moment. Maybe our work has changed, our family situation, our relationships. We need Jesus to help us. And he comes today and stands on the shore of your life and watches you as a loving father. But maybe secondly, fishing can also represent the mission that we have as well as the people of God. That we fish, not for fish, but for people. And I believe that even at this time, maybe especially at this time, just as those first disciples were called to be fishers of people, that we too can take up the challenge again in different ways, in new ways, and share the love of Jesus with those who we're in contact with at the moment. The point seems clear. We're not supposed to carry on without his help. He's there. His way is the best way. And the wonderful news of this story is that Jesus is present with us, ready to assist at any moment. If you're feeling stuck, if you feel like you need a breakthrough, would you take the opportunity this week to turn to Jesus? He is alive, and he's willing and able to help, no matter what the situation is, no matter how hopeless it might seem or how wonderful it is. He's there, standing on the shore, watching and waiting. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today for your goodness and your faithfulness. You are gracious, compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Thank you that you come to me. I approach you today, knowing that you have good plans for me. I lift up every area of my life that is currently lacking fish. Show me what I must do to be productive and fruitful for your sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.